Good morning, everyone. Good to see you this morning. If you are visiting or it's your first time, hello, I'm Mary Jane. I'm going to share God's word this morning, and I'm really excited. You excited? Sarah's. A few nods. Yes, hopefully. Do you know, I loved just now Sue just saying about being open and our openness. So can I just pray for us that we will now be open to hearing God's word and what he wants to say to each one of us. Father God, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for all the precious gems that are held within your word. And this morning I just pray for each one of us that there will be an openness to hear you this morning. There will be an openness to receive you this morning. That there'll be an openness for you to come and minister to us. We commit this time to you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay, so I thought, in true Mary Jane style, we're going to start with a game. Okay, so, you know, I'm just sorry, really changing the mood completely, okay, this morning. But I just thought this would be fun. We did this actually in kids' clubs. You do need to use your brains, but only a little bit, so don't panic, okay? Because I'm sure that you'll do this. This is a bit of a who am I game, okay? So I'm just going to describe someone. You need to work out who it is. Promise you, it'll be all right. It's not like really challenging people. Okay, so my first one, I'm going to read it and then just shout out what you think at the end. Wait for me to finish. Okay. So, first one. I come from Peru and love eating marmalade, especially in sandwiches. Who am I? Woo! See, you're all right. You'll go, phew. This is about my level. Okay. So, this is what we got. Paddington. Okay. You're doing good. You're doing good. Okay. Next one. I like to play with all my friends and splash around in muddy puddles. Who am I? Peppa Pig. I saw it, Sarah. I saw you saying to Ian, it's Peppa Pig, yep. You might be in this phase at the minute. You might. Good old Peppa Pig. Okay, well done. I'm sorry, I apologise if you were at Kids Club a couple of weeks ago because you kind of, oh, look, Ian, you brought Peppa Pig along today as well. Well done, Ian. Okay, my next one. Okay. I used to be an international jewel thief, and plan to have one last go at stealing the crown jewels with some help from my grandson. Ooh, who am I? Yes, some of you. If you like reading, sorry, I'm advertising books now. Probably shouldn't be, I don't really know. But if you're a bit of a David Walliams fan, a bit of gangster granny stealing the crown jewels. Okay. I've got a few more. I'm not going to do this the whole morning, don't worry, although it could be fun, actually. It's quite nice. We'll just keep going, shall we? Forget about all the rest I planned. Okay, next one. I like this one. I love wearing my blue jacket and having fun with my sisters, Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail. I love eating vegetables. Who am I? Yes, here we go. A little bit of Peter Rabbit, okay, on that one. Oh, do you know what? I was going to miss one out, but I might do this one, because this one always, I'm not going to say too much. I'm going to get another picture out. Okay, I'm going to do this one. This one. Okay. My sister has the power to create and control snow and ice. We grew up together in the palace. Who am I? Which one? See, lots going to Elsa. Anna. See, it catches everyone out every time. I've got a little picture of Anna. Because everyone forgets that it says, my sister. And so, obviously, it's not Elsa, but it is Anna. Because we talk about her sister. Okay, a couple more. I had to build a really big boat and find all kinds of animals to go in it. Who am I? Noah, well done. Look, we're going to test some Bible knowledge now. I'm not going to go through every character in the Bible. Don't panic. Okay, I'm going to do one more. One more. I have a really big family. I have 11 brothers. My dad loved me the best and gave me a colourful coat. Who am I? Yes, well done, Joseph. We're doing Joseph in Kids Club. That's hence why I did that. I'm very impressed. I think you should give yourselves a round of applause because I'm very impressed that you managed all our Who Am I challenges. And there is a reason for that, okay? Not just to have a little bit of fun, which is always good, and I always love it. But I want to say this morning, in all of those, there was like a description, and then it was a Who Am I? And I want to ask you this morning, if you had to do a little description for who the Holy Spirit is, I wonder what you would do. I'm not going to ask you to shout it out. I want you to just take a moment. If you had to do a Who Am I little description of the Holy Spirit, what would you put? I very nearly got loads of bits of paper and was like, let's write this down. But I just want you to take a moment to think, because this morning I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. But even more than that, over the last few months I've been really just exploring who the Holy Spirit is myself. And I want to bring us over these coming weeks into a little bit of a series where we're just going to spend some time looking at who the Holy Spirit is. We're going to start this morning as like a start of a bit of a journey this morning, a bit of a journey of going, who is the Holy Spirit? Because my heart has been, I want to discover more. I want to discover more. I don't know what your heart is, but that is my heart. And this is my heart for what we're going to be looking at, is that we're going to journey together to go, who is the Holy Spirit? Let's discover more. Let's grow in our faith. Let's grow in our love of God, grow in our knowledge and our understanding. So that's why I want to start this morning with that. Who is the Holy Spirit? What would you put as that little description? And I even wanted to say, if you're writing notes, you might even want to write that down now. Maybe if you want to get your phone out, put it in your notes. Because it might be then that over the weeks, you might want to add to that. Over the weeks, you might want to change some of it. Over the weeks, you might want to come back to that. So I'm loving it. I'm seeing some people already getting your phones out. This is why I thought, if we had paper. But maybe just take a moment to just think, who is the Holy Spirit? What would you put as a description? And just make note of that now as we start. And I want to take us just over these coming weeks. We're going to just be exploring and discovering who the Holy Spirit is. And this morning I've got three things that I'm going to just start to bring out. And the thing I want to say, though, is that as I've looked at this, there's so much you could say about the Holy Spirit. So much you could say about God. So much you could say. And as I've been preparing, I've been reminded of something Ethan shared actually about like 5 years ago, and he shared with me a little image, and he said, you know, knowing God is a bit like a roll of paper, and you keep unraveling it and unraveling it, but you will never get to the end. And as I've been preparing, I'm like, yeah, that's what this is about. And I always want to say that this isn't about we're going to reach the end, and by the end of our series, we're going to know everything there is to know about the Holy Spirit, because we just can't. We can't. We're never going to reach the end. But this is about a bit of a journey of let's unravel a bit more of this paper. Let's unravel more to discover who God is. And almost right now, it's an invitation. And I want to invite you, church, will you come with me over these coming weeks and join me in just discovering more about the Holy Spirit? So I've got three things. And I've got with me a little present, a gift. Who likes getting gifts? I love it. Some people. Oh, any of you? Seriously? Come on. I love getting gifts. I love getting gifts. I'm looking around. I might give this one to somebody in a minute. Okay, who likes a gift? Look, loads of people. Look. Then I have to choose. This is always my thing. Kids Club, I'm always like that. I'm like, how do I choose who to give it to? Oh, do I have to do that? It's the prize at the end for who's ever listening best. I'm going to come around here. Oh, I'm looking. No. How do you know what it is?
It's obvious.
It is obvious. I'm going to go over here. Your hand was like one of the first ones up. I know how much you do love a gift. Okay, you may open it and you can show it if you want. It's just a gift and you may have the gift and keep the gift and enjoy the gift. But the first thing I want us to think about this morning is that the Holy Spirit is a gift. The Holy Spirit is a gift and lives in us. This is my first thing this morning. The Holy Spirit is a gift and lives in us. If you've got your Bibles, we're going to read a few verses. And we're going to turn to John chapter 14. And we're going to read just a couple of verses where Jesus starts to talk about the Holy Spirit. We're going to read verses 15 to 17. And it says this. It will come up on the screen as well. Well done. Thanks, Ethan. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. Jesus says there, doesn't he? I'll ask the Father and he will give you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gift. Later in Acts, we get Peter. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter is talking. So he's been preaching to all the people and they ask him, like, what have we got to do? And he says this, each of you must repent of your sins, turn to God, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gift of God for those who believe. It's a gift from God for us. He is a gift. But even more than that, the Holy Spirit is a gift of God in us. Notice there what Jesus says. As he says about the Holy Spirit, right at the end of the verse I just read, he lives with you now and later will be in you. The Holy Spirit lives in us. Up till now in the Bible, that's not been the case. That's a change. That's different. I'm not going to unpack it all. There's going to be lots of moments where I go, I can't unpack everything, and you're going to have to go away. But we can see the Holy Spirit throughout the whole of the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit is there. We see moments when the Holy Spirit comes upon different people and empowers them to do different things. And we see that a lot in the book of Judges, don't we, over the Judges. You can go to chapter 6 and you read about the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon with power to do what he needed to do. In Judges 14 and 15, we hear about the Spirit coming upon Samson to rip open the lion's jaws, to snap the ropes that are bound around him. So we read in the Old Testament about these moments when the Spirit will come upon different people at different times with different things. We also read in the Old Testament how God made his home in the tabernacle and then in the temple. We read about his presence, don't we? I'm going to just whiz through a few verses. Exodus chapter 25, verse 8. God says to Moses, have the people of Israel build me a holy sanctuary so I can live among them. God made his home in the tabernacle. And we read, once it's all been completed, in Exodus 40, it says, then the cloud covered the tabernacle and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Then later on, it becomes the temple. And the temple is where he makes his home. We can read that in 2 Chronicles 7. You can go away and look up all these verses. When Solomon finished praying, fire flashed down from heaven and burned up the burnt offerings and sacrifices. And the glorious presence of the Lord filled the temple. So throughout the Old Testament, God made his home in the tabernacle. God made his home in the temple. But Jesus now is revealing this change, this shift, that God makes his home in us. He makes his home in you and in me. Wow, that's pretty cool, isn't it? That's pretty amazing. We are the temple. God lives in us as believers. God, the Holy Spirit. Let me read these few verses. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? love this verse as well in 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you realize that all of you together, I love that collectiveness, are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? How amazing. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God, and is God choosing to make his home in us. That's kind of mind-blowing as well, isn't it? Like, a lot of this, when I've been reading, I'm like, oh, wow, this is incredible. How amazing that God chooses us as his dwelling place. I've got another gift. I'm gonna run and get my other gift, okay? So this one's a little bit bigger, so I hid it out here. I'm just gonna get it. Bear with me. Okay, here we go. This is my next gift. Are we having some guesses over what we think it is? It's the best gift ever. Now, I thought I'd bring another gift. We're thinking about the Holy Spirit as a gift. But as I've been preparing this, I was thinking about, this is quite a big box. I mean, if I'd had an even bigger box, it would have been quite amazing. But have you ever seen those videos, or maybe it pops up on some TV moment, where somebody gets a big box like this, and it's like, wow, this is really exciting. And as they go to rip it open, a person jumps out of the box. Do you know those kind of moments I'm talking about? Okay, unfortunately, there's no person in the box. That would have been quite cool, wouldn't it? But equally, the poor person would have had to sit in there for like absolutely ages, and it's quite a small box. Pardon? Yeah, I would have had to carry it. But I want us to think a moment about those moments when you get this gift that's a present. Has anyone actually ever had someone hiding in a box and like they're going, hey, surprise, here I am? Has anyone had that happen to them? Oh, I was really hoping. I've not had that happen. I've not had someone in a box, but I did want to share a little story of almost similar, where I had not quite a gift in a box of a person, but I've got a group of friends, really good friends, that I met when I had Ethan when he was a baby, so 14 years ago. A little group of friends that we've known each other, walked all the way through life together, really good friends. And one of those friends, for a few years, she was living literally around the corner from me, really good friend of mine. But then about 5 years ago, I lose track of how long ago it was, she moved up north, moved to Lincoln to be close to her family, which was great for her, a real loss for us, you know, to not have her with us. And a couple of years ago, I turned 40. I know I don't look it, sorry. I turned 40 and, you know, I was up for celebrating. And this little group of friends, it was like, yeah, let's do something together. But my friend that was up in Lincoln, it was, you know, the messages were like, I'm so sad that you're not going to be here. And with the rest of the friends, we sort of arranged a dinner together. And my friend sent this card down just going, happy birthday. Really sad that I can't be there to celebrate with you. And then on the night, my friends picked me up and we got to the restaurant. And as we went up the stairs, sat at the table was my friend. And she'd come all the way down from Lincoln. She'd surprised me. Everyone had kind of planned it all in secret. And you know what? You know those moments when it is a bit like that and you just like squeal and scream and you like hug and everything. It was an amazing moment. And you know what? Her presence sat there at the table was like the best birthday gift that I could have had. Like, forget about all the other stuff, but her being there in person. Now, she wasn't hidden in a box. Shame, really. I should have said to her, you should have, like, got yourself in a box. Should have sorted that. She wasn't in a box, but I've just got this here as more almost a symbol of this whole thing of, like, this gift of a person, because the Holy Spirit is not just he's not just a gift, but he is a gift of a person. We have the gift of the person, the Holy Spirit. And that's why I've got this here. Just, in fact, sorry to disappoint, but it's actually empty. It's filled with air. It's a wonderful box of nothing. But I've got that there more just to remind us of this whole thing of the gift of a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. And that's really important this morning. The Holy Spirit is not an it, not an impersonal force, but a person. And I think if we're to grow in our faith, if we're to grow in our understanding of who the Holy Spirit is, then it's really important that we grasp that the Holy Spirit is a person. He is a person. The Trinity is three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to unpack the whole Trinity, okay? I'm not going to go there today. I tried it last year in January. Do you remember? I did talk a bit then. So look back to my talk last year in January. Unpacked it a little bit. And the thing is, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think when we think about the Trinity, it's actually probably, you know, I might be speaking just for me, but I reckon it's a bit easier to imagine God the Father as a person, easier to imagine Jesus a person. And I don't know about you, but I think actually it can be harder for us to understand, for us to imagine the Holy Spirit as a person. I think I might be just speaking for myself, but I think that can be the case for us, isn't it? And so this morning I want us to go, actually, the Holy Spirit is a person, and I want to take a moment to just look at what the Bible says. Look at what we can read, what we can learn that just helps us to understand that he is a person. So just even to begin with, the fact that Jesus, when he's talking about the Holy Spirit, he uses he and he uses him. We get that whenever anyone's talking about the Holy Spirit, it's he and it's him. The other thing is that the Holy Spirit hears and speaks. Holy Spirit hears and speak. Later in John 16, Jesus is talking again about the Holy Spirit and says that he will speak what he hears. And we get moments in Acts where we read of the Holy Spirit speaking. There's one in Acts 13, verse 2. There's a group of them together. There's Barnabas, there's Simeon, and there's Saul. And it says this: one day, as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Dictate Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them." Only a person is able to do that. The Holy Spirit speaks. The Holy Spirit speaks to the disciples. He speaks personally to us. The Holy Spirit leads and instructs the disciples. We read again in Acts this little moment where it says, "The Holy Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and walk along beside the carriage.'" He is giving Philip an instruction. He's leading him. He's guiding him. Do you know the Holy Spirit can be grieved? Ephesians 4, verse 30. "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God." In the NLT version, it says, "Do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live." We're able to bring distress, sadness, and sorrow onto the Holy Spirit. But if the Holy Spirit wasn't a person, that just wouldn't be possible. This shows to us and reveals to us that he is a person. The Holy Spirit encourages. We read that in Acts. Acts 9:31. "The church then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and it became stronger as the believers lived in the fear of the Lord. And with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, it also grew in numbers." The Holy Spirit has a mind and a will. He knows the thoughts of God. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11. "No one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit." Wow, just some of the things that just show us. He possesses personal attributes. He engages in personal activities because he is a person. He is a person. And you know, just like we get to know each other, don't we? We grow our friendships. We grow in our relationships with each other. And so in the same way, the Holy Spirit is someone for us to get to know as a person. The Holy Spirit is someone for us to discover more of who he is, to spend time with him, to grow in our own relationship with him. And I think that's what this is about. And I think as we start, you know, we're thinking about who is the Holy Spirit, we've got to come from that starting place of understanding he is a person. He is a person for us to know, for us to hear, for us to spend time with, for us to be led by, encouraged by. There's a relationship here that we want to grow in, that we want to develop. I want to share one more thing about the Holy Spirit this morning. And I'm just going to go back to those verses in John 14. So he's talking about, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. The Holy Spirit is another advocate. And I want to just look at those two words. Another advocate. And if we just take that second word first, advocate. This word in its original Greek, some of you will be familiar with it, is paraclete. And if we look at the word and what that means, para means alongside, next to. I like that. Think of parallel lines, alongside. And then you get the clete, which means called. So this word paraclete means called to one side. It means someone who is called to get alongside. I don't know about you, but just that image is quite beautiful in itself. The Holy Spirit is a paraclete, someone who is called to come alongside you and me. I reckon we can all think of moments, can't we, where someone's come alongside us. Maybe you've been that person to come alongside someone. There's something about someone's presence alongside us. You're going through something and someone comes and just sits with you, talks. We need someone to come with you. I love the Holy Spirit is someone who is called to come alongside us. But the brilliant thing is, he will never leave you. That's what Jesus says. He will never leave you. He is called to come alongside us. And you know, I love that when we look at all the different versions, there's so many different versions of the Bible, isn't there? And I actually really find it fascinating when you look at the different versions over different verses. And I think it really helps us to just understand a little bit more and helps us to go deeper in, okay, so what does that mean? And so lots of different versions almost translate this word paraclete to different words. And I just want to go through these. I'm not going to unpack every single word. But actually, I just want to share these words. And I even just want to allow each word to almost just sit for a moment. And just allow time for us to really just ourselves just go, okay, that's the Holy Spirit. In one version and a few versions, it translates as helper. Helper. Wow. Do you need help? If you think of Jesus' words, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper who will never leave you. Wow. I don't know what you're going through right now, but maybe this morning you just need to know the Holy Spirit as your helper. He comes alongside you as your helper. Another translation is comforter. Comforter. The Holy Spirit comes alongside you as a comforter. Maybe you need the comfort of God right now. Another translation uses advocate. It's the one that I read from the NLT. One who stands by us, who speaks for us. The Holy Spirit is your advocate. Another definition of all this word of paraclete is intercessor. I think that goes nicely alongside advocate. Sarah's already talked about, you know, those moments when you just go, there are no words and I can't speak. The Holy Spirit speaks for you as your intercessor. He pleads for us. He speaks on your behalf. When you don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit knows and prays for you. Just in this moment, maybe you need to just allow that to sit with you, to just speak to you. Whatever it is that you're going through, he is your intercessor. He intercedes on your behalf. Another translation would say counselor. Holy Spirit is your counselor. Another translation says friend. The Holy Spirit is your friend. I don't know about you, but I find all those words so beautiful. This is who the Holy Spirit is. He's our paraclete, the one who comes alongside us, our comforter, our advocate, our helper, counselor, friend, intercessor. I'm very near the end of what I want to say, but I actually would like us to just take a moment to pray now. Might just want to close your eyes where you are, and I wonder whether maybe one of those words has really struck you this morning, wherever you're at. Oh, Holy Spirit, I want to thank you that you are these things to us. Thank you that you come alongside us. And I just want to pray for each one of us. Whatever life's like for us, whatever we're battling, whatever we're going through, whatever circumstance, whatever situation. Oh, Holy Spirit, will you come and be these things to us? I pray that each one of us will really know you as our helper, comforter, advocate, friend, counselor, intercessor. Oh, I just pray that we will just have a new revelation, a fresh revelation of you as this to us. I pray over these coming days, over this week, that Holy Spirit, you will reveal yourself. That you will minister as the paraclete in our lives. That we will know that we don't walk alone. But that you walk alongside us. You live in us. Amen. My final thing I want to share is that Jesus said, I will send another advocate. And I love that word, another. Another implies that there's already been one, which there has, Jesus. The second advocate is coming because the first is going. And you know that word, another, when I've been looking it up, the Greek word is allos, meaning another of the same kind. I love that. Jesus saying, I'm going to send another of the same kind. Jesus, with the disciples, has been the paraclete. He's been walking with them as the comforter, as a helper, as an advocate. He's walked with them, but now he's going, and he's going, it's okay though, I'm not going to leave you on your own, because I'm going to send another one. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And I love it. It's almost like he's saying, I will send the Holy Spirit, and he will be like me. I love that. I don't know about you, but it just helps me to go, wow, it helps me to understand who the Holy Spirit is, that he is another. He is of the same kind as Jesus. He's different, still, but they're the same. It's that whole, like, distinct persons, but he is of the same. Wow. We have a gift of the Holy Spirit, a gift of God living in us. The Holy Spirit is the gift of a person. Person, and he is another advocate, another paraclete. My prayer is that we will just, over the coming weeks, as we look at different things about the Holy Spirit, as we discover more about who he is, my prayer is that we will just grow, that we will grow in our faith, that we'll grow in our love of God, that we will grow in our understanding, but that as we do, it will impact out of us, it will impact, and we will see it change in our lives on a Monday, on a Tuesday. How we live our lives will start to change, because as we're understanding who the Holy Spirit is, then it impacts us inside, and then it's going to flow out of us. And so that's really my heart and my prayer for us as a church, that as we just explore and discover, that our lives will be changed and that we'll see that impacting wherever we go, wherever we are through the week. So yeah, I'm going to ask the band, they're going to come and we're going to sing. I'm going to maybe just pray again. But I just want to also go, this is an invitation, will you join? You know, Sue said about like being open to this. Like, I want to say to you, will you be willing to go, yeah, okay, I'm going to, let's look at this more. You know, go away, read more yourself, read what the Bible says. Will you make that effort to go, actually, I'm going to strive to just find out a bit more about who the Holy Spirit is. We don't know everything. We're never going to know everything. But there's so much more for us to discover. So much more. I'm just going to pray. Maybe just as I pray, I just want you to think yourself. Do you want to know more of the Holy Spirit? Do you want to grow in your faith and your love of God? Because if you do, then the Holy Spirit is crucial in that. So I'm just going to pray. Father God, I want to thank you for who you are. I thank you that there is so much of you to discover. I thank you for that picture of the roll of paper that just keeps on going and keeps on going and keeps on going. God, I just want to pray for us as a church that we will discover more of you, that we will grow in our knowledge of you, we'll grow in our love of you, we'll grow in our faith. And as part of that, God, we want to say, we want to understand, we want to grow in our relationship with the Holy Spirit. I want to thank you, God, that you choose to live in us, that you choose to make us your home and to dwell in us. Thank you for the beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit. And will you help us? Help us to understand when we don't. And I pray that our lives will be impacted, that our lives will be changed because of you. Thank you, God, for who you are. Amen.